Colin Carlson is a double major at the University of Connecticut. He has a 3.9 GPA, and he's just 13 years old. Carlson's college experience has been a lot like any other student's, but now he says he's become a victim of age discrimination. From member station WSHU in Connecticut, Craig Lamolt reports.
Colin Carlson doesn't look like your average college student. He's thin with a mess of red hair, glasses, and braces. And he's wearing a crown he just made out of twigs, decorated with a feather he found. Walking along a lake on UConn's campus in Storrs, Connecticut, he spots some shells in the grass.
They are zebra mussel shells by the looks of it, and they will be going straight into my shell collection.
Carlson started out in a private elementary school and then spent a year in public school. He learned everything much faster than the other students, so he started attending high school online from home. And by the time he was 12, he'd enrolled as a full-time undergraduate at UConn. He's busy in student environmental organizations, including the Eco House dorm, although he still lives at home with his family.
I dread summer break. I mean, it's just, I love working on anything academic. Not being able to work on anything academic when I was in public school was really, really nerve-wracking for me. I'm just going to move a bit. I have a really bad phobia of spiders.
It's a bit weird that he doesn't like spiders. He's studying the environment and evolutionary biology. His research focuses on how species adapt to different environments.
It's kind of fitting. You know, I'm going a different path than most people, and I study how plants and animals can take different paths than they usually do.
He says, until now, the university has mostly treated him like any other student. But that changed when he tried to enroll in a class called African Field Ecology, which involves a summer research trip to South Africa. Carlson says university officials told him he can't take the class because of his age.
I'm just as much risk as anyone else, and I shouldn't be excluded on the basis of a two-digit number.
So he's filed a complaint with the university, as well as a complaint with the Federal Department of Education. He says it's a civil rights issue. Michael Kirk is a spokesman for UConn.
The university isn't able to comment on issues of pending litigation or claims. However, generally speaking, when it comes to study abroad, student safety is and has to be our first concern.
UConn offered Carlson a grant to take part in a study abroad program in Kenya or Tanzania that's not affiliated with the university. Jessica Ophir is Carlson's mother.
If their argument is that it's not safe for a 13-year-old to travel abroad, how is it possibly safer for him to go to Kenya on his own with nobody he knows?
Carlson's mother has offered to go to South Africa with the UConn group. She says she'll sign a form saying the university isn't liable for Carlson's safety since she would be there.
I don't want them to be liable for my child. I want them to educate my child.
Some lawyers say UConn might still be liable if something went wrong in South Africa, even with Carlson's mother there. Carlson's found another research group that's headed to South Africa this summer, and he's working on getting grants to go with them. He says he doesn't like the attention he's getting because of all this.
I don't want to be famous. I don't want to stick out. I want to pursue what I want to pursue without having everybody staring at me and thinking about me. And at this point, I'm just trying to make sure that nothing stands in the way of that.
Experts on profoundly gifted children say these kids regularly overcome the barriers they face by proving themselves to be capable of handling things like going to college. Colin Carlson is looking forward to the day that his age will no longer be a barrier. He says he can't wait to be just another middle-aged biologist. For NPR News, I'm Craig Lamolt in Connecticut.